Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week, which include a report on the Virgil Stampede, pickleball courts, a Queen Street store, the Junction in St. David's, the Rand Tribunal, an upcoming butterfly release and a local girls' handball success. Rides at the Virgil Stampede. Security kept trouble off grounds of Virgil Stampede, which offered a great weekend of fun. 3 days of perfect weather and great events. The three-day event organized by the Virgil Business Association made it another successful fundraiser for projects to benefit the community and filled the Virgil Sports Park with families enjoying all the activities and entertainment on offer. Any potential trouble was quickly dealt with by ramped-up security. The Virgil Pickleball Courts. Town flip-flopping over outdoor pickleball courts opening date. Nottle Councillor Sandra O'Connor put forward a notice of motion at a recent committee meeting asking to push the reopening of the 6 outdoor courts at the Virgil Sports Complex until the sound barriers are installed. There also seems to be some confusion about where the money is coming from, if the town does not receive a grant to help fund the sound barriers expected to decrease the noise level for nearby residents. Read the whole story here. Bella Grace is reopening Ater and Absence from downtown NOTL. Bella Grace to open under the sign of the pineapple. The building known as the Sign of the Pineapple, considered a symbol of hospitality, was until very recently the Owl and the Pussycat. It will still keep many of its iconic architectural features when it reopens as the familiar women's fashion store, Bella Grace. Read more here. Tammy Martin and Katie Galvin of The Junction. The Junction. It's not just about coffee, it's about community. The popular coffee shop on York Road at the corner of 4 Mile Creek Road in St. David's is growing in size, and is a gathering place for locals. Owners Tammy Martin and her daughter Katie Galvin recently held an open house to celebrate The Junction's first anniversary, as well as an expansion to provide additional space inside. Read more here. Behind the gates is the property of the future Rand Estate subdivision. Councillor, residences group pleased with progress of Rand Tribunal. The question of where the location of the access road to the subdivision and the fate of heritage assets remain the two most important decisions to be made by the Ontario Land Tribunal, and those decisions will impact the number of homes that will be permitted on the property. Family members came together at last year's event to release a butterfly for a loved one. Release a butterfly in memory of a loved one lost in 2023. Butterflies are considered a symbol of everything from transformation, hope and rebirth, to freedom, earthly beauty, love and the human soul. Those at the Niagara-on-the-Lake Community Palliative Care Service recognize this, and are offering the community a unique way to grieve the loss of a loved one. Read more here. Caption. Caitlin Polgrabia takes National Handball Championship. Niagara-on-the-Lake's Caitlin Polgrabia is the 2024 Canadian Handball Champion in two combined categories, Girls Under 14 and Ladies B Division. It's an incredible accomplishment for the 11-year-old, and it caught the attention of everyone at the tournament. Read the whole story here.